I want you to join with me today in Psalm 139, beginning with verse 1. And I'm going to read some scriptures to you considering the sheepfold, that folded area where God protects his people, that area where he preserves his people, and contrast it to real sheep, of course, in the natural. Now, real sheep in the natural go on a period of grazing and going to different areas, traveling through hills, etc., to get better grazing land during certain times of the year and seasons. But there is a time of habitation and place and proximity around about where they usually gather that is considered that place where the sheepfold is. And it's in that sheepfold that at nighttime the good shepherd brings the sheep in for protection from maybe not the elements, because there's not a roof on it and there's going to be wind and the elements of rain, etc., get into the sheepfold, but protection from the outside or elements of those who could harm the sheep, talking about other animals or vagrants or etc. that might hurt and maim the sheep. It's a place of protection under the Father's eyes, the Good Shepherd's eyes. And it's in this area of protection where the church, the people of God, habitate for the most part. For the most part. It's where they come and go out of, and especially at nighttime or in that time of rest or repose, it is a place for them to be. The house of God is a place of repose and a place to be in time to refuel, to be strengthened, and to gain perspective. And so it is with the sheepfold. Now keep that in mind as I read these scriptures to you today. And understand the working of the Holy Spirit within the sheepfold in helping us as believers. And also see how much God understands everything that's going on and his intimacy with the sheep. O Lord, thou hast searched me, verse 1, and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprisings. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me beside and behind, here and there, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. It doesn't matter the time of day. It doesn't matter the circumstance. It doesn't matter the elements. It doesn't matter who's surrounding about the sheepfold and trying to get in. God is there. He's alert. He understands what's going on in our hearts and lives better than ourselves. And he recognizes our going and comings and what we're thinking. He is intimately aware of you and I. And that's what this passage of scripture is talking about. The good shepherd really understands us. He knows what's going on. He has left nothing for chance. And unless we find ourselves disobeying and not getting in that protective habitation and receiving the strength and the resources of his care, we're in a good position. Unless we get outside of the box of his protection, outside of the realm of his grace, outside of that place where he can preserve us and give us that time of repose and strength and protection in necessary times, we're going to be all right. There's a place to go and have rest during the week in the presence of God, in the in the sanctuary, in Bible study, in prayer groups, to receive strength. And there's times also where we just need to be shut in with God, to kind of forget about even the mistakes and the bad things that have gone on during the week, and just say, hey, let me get my perspective back. That's what prayer, that's what Bible study, that's what gathering together with believers is like under the Father's care. It's a time where we can receive strength in time of need. It's a place where we can avail ourselves before the Lord and give thanks for His goodness, for His protection, for His mercy, and abide in His presence and receive what we have need of, because He searches me. He understands my down city and my uprising. He compasses around about me. He's acquainted with all that's going on in my life. He understands me, oh, only too well. And how can I avoid His holy presence, His Spirit? All these things are spoken of in these passages of Scripture. I mean, everything for you to understand the work and the presence of God and see its total envelopment of your life is there. How we think we sometimes are not seen of God, how we think sometimes He doesn't understand what's going on, how we think sometimes we are all alone, is incomprehensible to the God who's created us and loves us and wants us to find relationship, strength, and hope in His care. Philip Keller, in his book, A Shepherd Looks at the Good Shepherd, writes on page 151, in the light of all that we must conclude quietly about the sheepfold, we must understand this. He comes to us again and again seeking entry. He does not force His way in. He does not gate crash my life or yours. He chooses to enter by the proper entrance, which is really His privilege. Yet He is so gracious in requesting our cooperation in this. Still, in fear and apprehension, we often exclude Him, while at the same time, unknowingly, we are invaded by adversaries. Many who force their way into my life, who slip in by means that are cunning, who impose themselves by devious and destructive tactics, often are bent on deceiving and destroying me. They are thieves and predators who are determined to plunder and exploit me as a person for their own selfish ends. We live in a world and society rife with those who hold and propagate false teaching, false philosophies, false ideologies, false concepts, false values, and false standards of behavior. We are approached on every side by those who would penetrate our lives to pillage them if they could. Their aim is to exploit us. They would rob us of the rich benefits which could be ours as the sheep of God's pasture, enfolded in His care within the sheepfold. Sad to say that in many lives they have actually succeeded. People have been pillaged. Countless lives have been robbed by the enemy, posing as a proper owner. Yet in those same lives, in those very sheepfolds, the door has never been opened to the good shepherd, who really does have the right to enter, and who, in truth, is entitled to their ownership and care. The body of Christ needs to allow the good shepherd to be the good shepherd. They need to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to the people of God. There needs to be life in His name. In every side, we see people robbed, not necessarily of materialistic possessions, but of much more enduring assets of eternal worth and duration each and every day of our lives. The simple solution to this whole dilemma is to discover for ourselves that in the truth of knowing Him and understanding the One who can rightly manage and take care of the fold of our lives, that with His grace and proper under-shepherds, we can see the grace and the power of the Lord, see victory, love, and the progress of God's grace in our hearts and lives. Most of us, though, labor under the delusion that we have every right to our own lives, that we have the right to go where we wish. But when we have surrendered ourselves to the Lord and given Him a heart, we have put off our own mantle of self-delusion and thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought. We took off our crown and we laid it at his feet, so to speak. And we made him Lord of all. And he can direct us like no one can direct us, in a life of progress, in a life of hope, in a life of wisdom, in a life of victory in his presence. Colossians 1, 15 through 17, I want to read in closing. Now Christ is the visible expression of the invisible God. He was born before creation began, for it was through him that everything was made, whether heavenly or earthly, seen or unseen. Through him and for him also were created power and dominion, ownership and authority. In fact, all things were created through him and for him. He is both the first principle and the upholding principle of the whole scheme of creation. That's Philip's translation of Colossians 1, 15 through 17. Folks, he understands our going and comings better than ourselves. His spirit moves to and fro. He understands what's going on. He knows our spirit better than ourselves. He understands what's going on in our little minds. And he can help us to have wisdom in the daily affairs of life, if we'll but just take that opportunity. It's fine to go in and out of the sheepfold each and every day and see the work of the hand of God's grace. But take time to be holy. Take time in his presence. Take time with brothers and sisters in Christ who love you. Be discipled, be strengthened, be shepherded in Christ's love. God bless you today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together in your word and in your presence. Touch and strengthen each and every one of us, and help us to see you and understand that we acquiesce to a God who understands everything and understands our feebleness, but understands our potential. And through your grace and love, I pray that you would help us to see that and understand what you have ordained for each and every one of us from our mother's womb. Touch and strengthen and help each and every one today. Minister in body, soul, and spirit. Touch the needs physically, spiritually, and emotionally of each and every one, just as the good shepherd, in a natural sense, tends to the needs of the sheep, so God, tend to your sheep in every aspect, that the word of God, the grace of God, and the life of Christ would be seen and would be thoroughly furnished under your good work. We thank you and we praise you. I pray meet the needs, touch the heart, strengthen each one, and let them see and express in their lives the joyous lordship of Christ as you show forth your grace and empower them with your love. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each and every one of you today. I pray that God will use you for his glory. Take this word, let it become a part of you. If you need to reach us at the ministry, check out our email and send us a note at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. Give us a note, etc. Call the ministry. Check out the telephone number on the website. We want to hear from you, and we want God to be blessing your life, and strengthening you today. God bless you till next time. Thank you for joining us here on the prayer line and with us here at Covenant of Grace.